If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody, hey. And welcome back to Box Office Breakdown at the Popcorn Talk Network. We are in 2016. We are happy to be back. We're all back. I'm your host, Sarah Stretton, and I'm joined with...
JTE, back in 2016. I know the Golden Globes are gone right now. Mm-hmm. We're anticipating waiting a certain result, but we're here to talk some box office numbers. We've been gone a while. I'm excited to talk about last year.
Yeah, we're back. It's been a long time, it feels like. You know, there's been a lot of stuff going on. I hope everybody had a new, nice new year and Christmas and Hanukkah and whatever.
Oh, yes, all of the holiday season, I believe, is the politically correct way of addressing it.
The word holiday. I don't use that word.
You have to use the word holiday. We're a box office show. It comes up.
It's holiday weekends.
The holiday weekends, holiday records, holiday movies.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, so we are going to get into that. We have so much to cover.
New Year, though? I mean, is everybody...
Really good New Year.
Yeah, it was good. I was in the Wisconsin area. It was really freaking cold. We had like a blizzard. You know, being in LA for so long, I've kind of become weakened to the winter weather. So it's a little tough for me getting back into it, even though I grew up on the East Coast.
Sure.
But, you know, it was kind of nice to have a white Christmas. It's been a while.
I was in New York, and the weather was fantastic.
Wait, did everyone have a white Christmas at the table
then? I did, yeah.
I know a couple of chicks who did, but not me, though. I mean, look.
Should I talk about what I did?
It was like 60 degrees in New York the whole time, and then once I leave, it's like 18 again. I think I bring the heat, you know, obviously wherever I go, and... You know, for the most part, I'll sum up my vacation, you know, make chicks laugh in the street and cry in the bedroom, you know, in a good way.
It's better than the opposite, yeah.
Can't follow up that.
Yeah.
Today we are going to be talking about not only this past weekend, we're going to do a review about a little bit about the weekends we've missed.
Yeah.
In December, the holidays. Also, just talking about 2015 a little bit and what to expect in 2016. So we have a lot to do.
It's not like much was going on in the box office while we're gone, right?
No, nothing.
Nothing was just destroying every record known to box office history.
No big movies at all. First, I do want to start out with the winners because we do this show for the fans. And thank you so much for everyone who, throughout the whole year, always is putting in their guesses and typically beating us on our predictions. For this past week, the winners were... Tiago Cruz won for The Guessing Game for Forrest. Arthur Carlson won The Revenant Guessing Game, which I would have got wrong.
If I was here,
I would have been wrong. Going 5 for 5, no one. But a lot of 4 for 5s, but waiting for that 5 for 5 to come back. So let's get into this weekend's numbers, along with a little bit of review of the past 4 weeks, I would say.
It's a great dress you have on.
I don't know if it's actually is a dress or if it's a vest or if it's a kimono. It's confusing. Something.
It could be anything you want it to be. I know exactly what it is, but it definitely could be anything you want it to be.
All right. Well, let's get started with January 8th through 10th. Sisters still staying in the top 5.
It surprised me. That's a lot of money.
Pushing out some other movies, but it brought in $7 million this weekend.
It wasn't bad either.
Only dropping 43%.
This movie could do 100. $100 million almost.
It's getting there. Sisters is already coming domestically to 74, almost 75 million.
Good for them.
So wow. Definitely doing well, especially taking into account what it came out against.
Yep.
The Forest debuting this week with 13 million. This is on a $10 million budget.
That's the Forrest Whitaker biography, right?
No. It's like a thriller.
It's a girl from Game of Thrones.
I haven't seen it yet. Oh. Yes, it is. Yeah. What is her
name? Natalie Dormer.
Yes. She's also in, like, now she's in young adult movies. She's doing thrillers. She's doing Game of Thrones. She's really going all over the place. Daddy's Home coming in at number 3.
You know what? Being away for so long, I just haven't really been keeping up on the numbers besides Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize, looking at this, it's made $116 million.
Yes,
it's stuck
massive,
around. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that Daddy's Home. Then The Revenant bringing in the second spot.
That's a really good number.
It is brought in $38 million. So it's doing pretty well.
It's
and then,
8,
of course, number one is still going to Star Wars. 41 million this week.
Yeah.
So Star Wars is obviously the juggernaut, not only of the season, but kind of
life.
History. Forever.
Life. It's the juggernaut of life.
It's broken almost every record. I think the only one, like, there's a few lingering that it hasn't hit. Some are just time sensitive.
Yeah.
Others are like, it wasn't released on a certain day, so it can't get those ones.
The only thing bigger than Star Wars right now is Sean Penn. You know, I mean, this
the only thing
securing
bigger in your mind than Star Wars right now.
I would say not just mine, it's JT's.
I mean,
well.
Listen. You think he's done it all. You're like, what else can this guy do?
Yeah.
He's escaped prison in his jet boat.
Yes.
He
with a monkey let him out of a jail. A monkey let him out.
He literally took his own boat into Hurricane Katrina and saving people off roofs.
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's
then this
correct.
Guy just gradually, the FBI and everybody in the world was looking for this drug cartel guy.
Yeah.
And Penn was hanging out with him in October.
Here's
and now
what
he's
happened.
Under investigation for not a good thing.
Yeah,
that's a bad thing.
Then,
we are not getting
an ISIS guy.
We are not
an
getting
ISIS
on Sean
leader
Penn.
Just canceled his meeting with Sean Penn. How is this guy meeting people like
anyway,
this?
Anyway.
They're going to dig up Kennedy
we're gonna
and
move
meet
on.
Sean Penn.
The for those of you who weren't interested in Sean Penn, we do have some
guy
Star
is
Wars
just
records.
Transcending life.
I'm just saying, the only reason the FBI is investigating is because they want to know how he did it. Because they couldn't do it.
They just want to know how he gets chicks.
I mean, feel like you're just preparing yourself to be his defense attorney. It's like next making of a murderer, you two. Anyway.
Oh, man, let's talk about
what
that.
We're going
that was a
to
great
talk
series.
Star Wars for a
Steve
second,
Avery's
guys.
Steve Avery's guilty, though, for sure.
Fastest film to reach 100 million. It was in 21 hours, 200 million in 3 days, 300 million, 5 days, 400 million, 8 days, 500 million, 10 days, yada, 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 16 days, 700 million. You get it. Biggest all time debut, biggest December debut. Best second weekend, biggest third weekend, biggest Thursday preview, biggest Friday opening and single day, biggest Sunday, biggest Monday and Tuesday, biggest Christmas Day and New Year's Day, highest per theater average for a wide debut, biggest opening week, biggest IMAX debut, and I'm pretty sure there's more out there. So
everything. I saw it in New York. I only saw it once. I mean, I think it's that was great, you know.
I've seen it three times.
Did you?
Three times, three here. Different formats. So
Ken Knapsack for 40 times already. Ken Knapsack. he's broke now. His bank account's done.
He's just done.
He's on the streets
so
begging
people.
For money. He's like, I need to see this one more time.
But the thing
money.
Is, people are still saying it. Not only does it have the rewatchability, but I know multiple people who have seen it this week for the first time, just trying to avoid all of the crowds.
Who would that be?
I know actually multiple people.
Really?
More like families.
That's
like
the
people,
thing.
Like that.
The people who are doped up for the holidays and couldn't see anything.
Being home for the holidays around my family, like there's a point at Christmas Day where I was like, should we go see a movie tonight? And it wasn't even a question of what we should go see.
Yes.
It was just, should we all go see Star Wars? And we did end up going to see Star Wars with like my aunt and uncles who never go to the movies.
I'm still sticking by my billion domestic. I think it has a really good shot.
I think it has a good shot. It was at seven. It's over 700 now?
It's 812.
Yes. It has beaten
it's
the domestic record. It is getting there. We have also some stuff to talk about in the international numbers regarding Star Wars. But first, on the weekends we've missed things that have happened. Star Wars has been number one the whole time, or since it came out, you know.
Daddy's Home's hanging tough, man. Daddy's Home at 116 is nice. And Sisters at 74.
Sisters has been hanging in there.
Yeah, chicks are going into movies.
Sisters, Daddy's Home have really been hanging in there. What we do need to notice is what we didn't talk about and won't probably be talking about is Joy dropping out of the top five. Really, I think it was only in there once on the WBN. Concussion, not touching Will Smith. Point Break, not being in there.
The difference is those are movies you're not going to go see with your family. Like the movies that you go see with your family are the ones that are in the top five.
Hateful Eight, not really sticking around in the top five.
Three-hour movie.
But think about the movies we just listed. Like those have big stars. They have big directors. They have previous fans that you would think, and they aren't staying in the top five.
Look, the bottom line is these people thought, and these high execs thought, that Star Wars was not going to do this. Now, us guys, meaning popcorn, schmoes, everybody, and YouTubers and everything, knew this movie was going to do gangbuster money.
Mm-hmm.
How do these execs feel? I mean, Harvey Weinstein's like, don't go, but I shouldn't have put this up against Star Wars. No shit. No shit. I was telling people at my work, why put this out this day?
Also,
we are going to get annihilated. And exactly what happened.
But there does come down to a schedule where if you're a studio and you don't have Star Wars, like you do have to release things in
On Christmas Day.
I agree.
On the week after Christmas. This movie's at $812 million in 4 weeks. It took Avatar like 7 months to do this.
It's insane.
To $1 billion. It's crazy town.
It's
people
nuts.
Really need to start listening to guys like me. A lot. This is going to be the year of Finstock this year. I'm going to crusade through
everything. We'll get ready for 2016. So let's get into a little bit of the international numbers before we talk a little bit more about 2015. Internationally, you guys, my notes are so tiny, really pretty. Estimates are in from the studios this weekend. Of course, The Force Awakens is leading the pack for the fifth consecutive week. As it reports, it's made $104 million.
Where, in China?
No, but thanks in large part to China, which is really why we're coming back this week, because it is now opened in China, and it did $52.6 million in 2 days, because it had a Saturday opening.
Okay, I feel that's a little low for... Didn't it, like, Fast and Furious open over 50?
No, Fast and Furious did, like, $700 million in China.
No, I mean opening weekend, though.
Oh, like 90-something.
Yeah, that's why I feel like that's kind of low.
This $50 million plus the other 50 is the $100 million, right, is really pushing that international towards the international billion. Because if you look at where Star Wars is stacking up in the worldwide gross, what's holding it back is those international numbers.
Yeah.
It's dominated... The domestic with 800
torched the whole
812. Yes, but it's still getting beaten by Titanic and Avatar. Mm-hmm. So what we need, what it needs, I'm saying we as if I'm voting for this.
That money's going my bank account.
The international market to pick up and do that percentage.
My ultimate guess is it gets past Titanic and probably falls a little short of Avatar.
That's what you're predicting
at this point.
Well,
unfortunately, because I think Avatar has no... just who cares about Avatar?
That's the thing.
You know what it is? It's like, nobody cares about it. It's like, what happened in it? Nothing happened in it.
I wish I'd go back
and
in time
no one really wants to watch
out.
That movie.
No.
Like,
I don't understand.
Why watch that again?
I don't understand what happened in that time to make that movie so big. I think it was because...
Visual. It was a cutting edge.
It was the cutting edge technology.
It was the experience. It was people actually like starting to like 3D, how it was utilized in that movie.
It didn't matter.
The story was Pocahontas.
What did it do? 1.9 billion overseas. James Cameron's like a rock star over there. He like gets free wine to the Chinese. He does a lot of stuff.
Looking at worldwide, Star Wars is at 1.7. Titanic is above it at about 2.2. Avatar's at 2.8.
I think
$2.8 billion.
I think we're going to
It has a ways to go.
Yeah,
and it's really the international market.
It's going to get Titanic. I mean, look at
these
movies.
It's going to get Titanic.
It took these movies 6 to 8 months. Titanic was in the movie theater for like a year.
Yeah.
Star Wars has been out 20 days.
Avatar, man, 2.8
billion. It's slowing.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we'll talk about what we're, you know, with the numbers. Are you sure The Forest ain't about Forrest Whitaker's?
I'm positive.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I thought it was about how he's trying to get the fat removed from the back of his neck.
But number two and number three in the international numbers are both going to Westerns. The Revenant bringing in 20.2 million from only 10 markets.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. Tarantino's Hateful Eight, 14.5 million in 13 countries.
Numbers.
Yeah, so doing well. The rest of the play continued in family films, prestige titles, and comedies, an expansion holdover. Among them, we have The Good Dinosaur doing a good bound Korea at number one, while Bridge of Spies has now grossed $80 million. Spectre has been beaten by, obviously, Skyfall in some markets, even as Skyfall has bested in Britain this week by The Force Awakens. Just tons of records. I don't know what you're pointing at, and it makes me very nervous.
Well, when you read it, we'll see about it. It's going to be my new favorite movie this year.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'll keep reading my notes. Sherlock Holmes had a distinguished run overseas in multiplexes this week.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, I know. Thank you, Deadline, for reporting. In unusual theatrical release for the BBC Masterpieces series, a holiday special, Sherlock, The Immortal Bride, grossed 9 million in six territories this weekend, including 28 million internationally. Yep, this special aired simultaneously in the U.S. and the U.K. on January 1st.
The Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr.?
No,
I thought it was the one with Ben Kingsley that when he plays like a transvestite in a donut shop.
It notably grossing 20 million in China. Star Wars now in China, and the next blackout period not beginning until February. So this was the first weekend in a while that we didn't see a major action for Middle Kingdom movies at the top of the offshore chart. Nevertheless, last week's champ, Detective Chinatown.
See, this is my favorite movie of the year. It's amazing stuff.
93 million.
Told you.
And December blackout champ.
Wow.
Mojin, The Last Legend, I'm sorry for pronouncing that wrong, is closing in on 250 million. Yes, also among local titles, Italian blockbuster
Cuervo. Jose Cuervo.
11.5 million to this frame to make a fantastic $52 million.
Fantastico.
So, wait, what's Detective Chinatown about?
So there was the blackouts, the kind of Star Wars. They've been having these other movies and bringing all this.
It's about these two detectives in China town, and they go searching for. There's like a missing pig or something like that. It's gonna.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
That was your full story.
It's a missing pig.
So big story from international market this week is really that China has Star Wars pushing it forward towards more records. A little bit more about 2015 before we do the international titles game.
Yeah.
Is 2015... Oh!
I missed the jump.
There's a puppy in the room, and the puppy just missed jumping onto the couch. It's quite funny. But 2015 made more money than 2014, as everyone predicted.
Of course it did.
Skipping over the 10 mark into the 11s, the top five ended up being Star Wars, number one. Then Jurassic World, then Avengers Age of Ultron, Inside Out, and Furious 7. I mean, we're all familiar now with how much Furious 7 did, but I think both Inside Out and Furious 7 could be argued as kind of surprising to me in that top five. Like, Inside Out did so well because of the reviews and how much people loved it, and it really stayed around for a very long time, especially because it was released earlier in the year, and not really any animated movie came out to beat it.
Yeah.
Like, Good Dinosaur didn't take the numbers away because
it
wasn't
terrible. Good
didn't get as reviews. Furious 7... Everyone was amazed with the numbers it brought in.
Yeah, I think the Paul Walker death definitely fed into the fascination of going to see that movie. And it was an enjoyable blockbuster.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's in it.
Yeah, when you have two hits like the last two were building up upon it. Completely surprised, but I am surprised it made that much.
Yeah.
Why do you guys think El Chapo didn't go after Vin Diesel like Russell Crowe?
Oh, for the interview?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, did you see the girl who's the female actress? She's a Mexican actress that linked to Chapo. Have you seen her picture?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Clearly, Sean Penn slept with her. And she's like, El Chapo, this guy over here is a monster in bed. We got to get him. He could play you. He's the best. Obviously.
So those five were the money makers of the year. There were also more, of course.
Yeah.
But according to Rotten Tomatoes also did what were their highest rated.
Yes, most reviewed.
To their own formula. And so on their wide release, best rated list, interesting, Mad Max.
Number one
of
people
the
saying
year.
That's the best movie of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then Inside Out.
Great movie.
Then Star Wars. Then Brooklyn. And then, out of nowhere, Shaun of the Sheep. In case you were wondering.
Yeah. I heard that's good.
What about A Journey Through Time with Anthony?
That didn't make...
didn't make the cut.
What a travesty.
What was the third one you said? Brooklyn?
Star Wars.
Oh,
and
what
then
was
Brooklyn.
Was for? Brooklyn was really good. That's one of the ones I caught.
Only two of the... That top rated
hold
according
on.
To Rotten
hold
Tomatoes.
The
no.
phone.
Did he do it?
We have an update.
I gave you 15
Creed,
seconds.
Sylvester Stallone has just won best. He won best supporting actor. He won best supporting actor. Woo! Yeah!
I gave you 15 seconds. And 15 seconds
the
is done.
Are lining up, people.
You know what? The world
look
is.
Look at this.
The world is right.
Look
everything
at this.
Is right in the world. You know what? Tweets are going crazy.
This,
you know
my
what?
Is blowing up.
This is when
Stallone
the world gets it right. He's such a – he wins at life. This guy wins at everything. He deserved this, though. This was a big, big deal for him. They should give him the Cecil B. DeMille award as well tonight.
Holy shit. If you're
good
just stuff, too,
dude.
Listen.
You know what? He deserved it. This fucking movie is great.
There we go.
Bingo.
Thank you.
There we go.
My Twitter is blown up. Everyone, thank you for hitting me up. I mean, I got 100 tweets coming in. Especially, I just won the Golden Globe. I can't wait to go home and watch it. I want to watch it.
Sorry. It just deserves cursing sometimes. Listen, this guy absolutely destroyed this role. It was amazing. The Golden Globes, they love this. Stallone brought his whole family there. I'm so happy for this guy. I'm happy for Frank. I'm happy for Burgess Meredith in his grave. Yep. I'm happy for Apollo Creed.
You don't get to give a thank you speech. You didn't win.
I feel like I did.
I think you did.
And you know what another thing is? I predicted this very early on.
You did.
I said this guy's going to win this thing.
You did.
It's the year of Finstock here. I just got to get off a lot of other stuff that I'm on. If I can get past this, I'm going to win.
Now that we've praised a winner... Now that you have had your praising of a winner.
Can I just get one last word? One
Stallone's
word.
Meeting El Chapo. This guy's winning Golden Globes.
If you can
Globes.
Get him to be quiet, you can have one word.
All right. I forgot what I was going to say. I'm speechless. I'm just so happy.
Now that we've talked about...
I was going to say,
we were at the premiere for Creed.
Yes, we were.
We will be at every premiere that Stallone is in for
Sly. And we're going to see a Creed 2. I'm so happy for Sly. He's going to win the goddamn Oscar.
Wonderful. Now take a breath.
Yeah.
Now that we've talked about... The winner of 2015. We can talk about the losers.
He's been winning since 1976.
We can talk about the losers, which are just some notable bombs in the box office this year. Boom. See if you will ever remember or see any of these films ever again, since
Creed
no one did.
There.
No, Creed is not in this list. But Victor Frankenstein, We Are Your Friends, Jupiter Ascending, Fantastic Four, Gem and the Holograms, which got pulled, as it went to theaters.
No money.
Rock the Casbah, Our Brand is Crisis, Black Hat, The Walk, Seventh Son, Aloha, The Last Witch Hunter, and Pan. Ooh. All things that just, in my opinion, bombed.
The one that, like, out of all those that you mentioned that really that surprised me, but I was hoping would be good, was Aloha. Because I like Cameron Crowe. I think he's a great director. Mm-hmm. He hasn't made a good movie in a while. But that cast was fantastic. Bill Murray, Danny McBride, Rachel McAdams, Bradley Cooper was coming off American Sniper. That's the one that really kind of disappointed me, even though I'm sure they were
hoping for
blockbuster
movies. There's so many of these films that have huge...
I'm sorry, I'm zoned out right now. I'm out of my
mind.
This is so good.
Can I bring you back with the international titles game?
Wow.
Will that do it?
Holy Jesus, yes. Look at this guy. He deserved it. You know what? He just...
Are you going to give up your international titles game for praise?
No. I mean...
You have your notes right there. You just read them.
He completely destroyed it. Okay. So good. I'm so happy.
Can we
right
have
now.
The music for thank you?
It's time for the international title game.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución no lo queremos.
Creed.
Boom.
Did you feel the energy? I saw some hints there. I don't know what they were.
It was me looking at your dress and then ripping each sleeve off. Because you originally had sleeves on that thing.
Did it really?
And I ripped. No, I just ripped them off.
I wish it did.
I'm over the moon right now for this guy.
Can't wait to go home watch that speech.
Yeah, I got it taped.
Same here.
Oh, man. Since 1976, this guy... has been this character, and he's finally getting his due. He deserves to be on that stage again 40 years later. He belongs on that stage. You need him on that stage. Anyway, let's go with this. Foreign movie title game, first one of the year. From China, People's Republic. The Revenant.
Oh.
Wild,
Crawl in the Snow.
Wild Bear Fight.
Oh, okay. I would call it Crawl in the
There's
Snow.
There's no way that's right. Go ahead. Keep going. Wild Bear Fight.
Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Twin. Crazy.
Okay.
Daddy's Home. Real Father. Fake.
Okay.
I think it's just Real Father.
Point Break. Pretty Surfer Cop.
Oh.
Ooh.
Is that the remake or the original? It'd be the same, I guess, right? Oh, man, that's tough.
All right,
we'll
so
go
all
again. The Revenant.
Recent movies.
Wild Bear Fight.
Can I name these myself? I would say Crawl in the Snow.
Crawl in the Snow.
I'm going
blood.
Wild Barefoot, I'll tell you right now.
Sisters. Twin Crazy.
Twin Crazy.
Daddy's Home. Real Father. Fake. Pretty Surfer Cop. Point Break.
Real Father. Fake is the lie.
I'm going with Wild Bear Fight. Point Break for Marissa.
Ooh.
Did we all get it wrong?
Did we all get it wrong?
No.
What is this face?
Okay, no. Good, good, good. Eliminate somebody.
The Revenant is fake.
Yes, I knew it right Bear away.
Fight. What is it? Stupid it's movie. No,
it's called like Leo Wins the Oscar or something like that. I don't know what it's.
That is why The Revenant is making money. It's just because they.
It's in a Haro Chachadra or whatever.
No, it's because.
Gato, whatever his name
it is. It is because all of the press they've put forward to it being a should be nominated movie.
Yeah, like Leo's I don't the think best I've performance
ever.
Ever
heard more so marketing like about stuff about should win, should win, should win. Maybe Boyhood. I don't know.
Look, here, this is what happens.
Did you see it?
Yes.
They brainwash you.
Okay.
I've watched it as well.
I'm not brainwashed. Thank you very much.
I mean, look, they brainwash everybody, though. That's the thing. Look, Spotlight's a great movie.
Yeah,
but in a really weak year for movies.
I agree. Okay? I would say that, I wouldn't say weak year for movies. I would say I'm not excited about this award season.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, the only thing I was excited about was Stallone, and he did it.
He won the Globe.
Like, this guy did
on
it.
On to the Oscar.
Now, Sean Penn is being investigated, right?
Yeah.
But he probably was watching the Golden Globes and was probably like, when Stallone won, he forgot about all his problems just that quickly. Just like everybody else should.
Yeah.
Anyway, JT wins the first one of the year. Good for him.
Awesome. I like to start off with a victory, you know, just like Sly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, getting into someone who a lot of people are saying should win an Oscar.
I'm curious, the way your tone is, do you feel like he's the front runner from all the performances you saw last year? Who would your vote go to right now?
Well,
would it be Leo, Fassbender? Would you go someone else?
I mean, Stallone should have got lead
actor. I don't think. This is what it cuts down to. Okay. It comes down to is that I saw The Revenant. I think it's a beautiful film.
Beautiful.
I think it is definitely meant for the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought that while it is a strong performance from Leo, it doesn't. It's not a big ranging role.
Okay.
I think his performance really relies on like the method of it and what he went through to make it.
They're really selling the physical aspect
of it. I'm not a big fan of that. I think that if you put an unknown into this role, they wouldn't be getting the recognition that he's getting. And even if they had the same caliber acting, I just don't think they would be nominated. And I think people are just nominating Leo because he hasn't get it.
So you think Michael Keaton was a Revenant? I watched Spotlight. The makeup wasn't great. He needed to use
But the thing about The Revenant is that from the true story, they added a lot of story elements to make it better, to help with the pacing, to help add more oomph to it. And I don't think that they worked. Some of the things they added, I think that takes away from the story.
There's a lot of people who don't love this movie. I mean, look, The Force Awakens had plot holes, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a ton of them. I didn't really feel for Han Solo when he died like I should have.
I know a lot of people who had that problem.
I mean, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
But if you were 812 people who haven't seen it have been crawling on the rock, or the people who obviously, who Sarah knows, or whatever, who haven't seen this yet.
Yeah. Hey, I almost went and saw it in 70mm, and then I learned how to drive 5 hours to go see it.
Oh, really?
Listen, if we get a spoiler, if somebody complains about a spoiler alert,
I'm
going to find the guy who comments.
All right, but we are going to talk about Leo, and I'm a Leo fan. I
of course.
That.
So, he's one of the best.
And maybe the point is that
Redmayne's
I think he's had better performances than this one, and this is what he's going to win for.
Wolf of Wall Street is the one I would have gave it to him for.
I would have gave it to him for Gilbert Grape.
I think he was nominated.
He was nominated.
He should have won it.
All right, but let's talk a little bit more, Leo. We're going to do his top five grossing films, bringing in a lot of money here. Because number five is actually going to The Great Gatsby. Which
what? Wow.
Yes.
That's true.
The
you
Great
know what, though?
Gatsby.
Leo does a lot of indie films that get a lot of award pressure.
That
They're
was
not always box office.
Yes.
It's Baz
That's
Luhrmann.
What I'm saying. It's one of his more commercial films.
This is a commercial film.
And he gets chicks and feminine guys to go.
He's never been in a franchise type movie.
Lifetime, it made almost $145 million. Mm-hmm. That's where we're starting his top five. All the way up to his top nine Lifetime grossing films are all over 100.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, it's a ton of money.
He's a bona fide movie star.
Well, yeah. A lot of people, we're going to talk more about that.
You put him in something, you're guaranteed $100 million.
Well,
damn close to it.
People are saying that the fact that The Revenant opened as high as it did is proof that the movie star does really exist. Mm-hmm. But I would say that it's more because of the award that he doesn't have that they want him
to
have.
And listen, that trailer is amazing, too.
His body
I put a lot. I put a lot of stock in the trailers for these movies sometimes, and now I've seen that Revenant trailer in theaters every time. Every time people kind of like, God, that looks awesome.
Well, look at DiCaprio. It's the same thing with Scorsese. He won for Departed.
Mm-hmm.
His probably 10th best movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's gonna get one of those life achievement type awards. Yeah.
They're like, we got to give it to Martin eventually. Yeah. They should have gave it to him for Goodfellas, Mean Streets, Raging Bull, Casino, and the list goes on and on. But they gave it to him for Departed because they're like, man, he's older. Maybe he might not even live anymore.
I don't like it.
It is a weak year, though.
It's a super weak year
for lead actors. It's a weak year. So.
Leo will win this. I mean, if you look at Stallone,
we're not going back to Stallone.
I'm just saying he won. I don't think for his body of work. He won because he crushed this role.
Yeah.
He crushed it. And that's it.
I agree with that. So The Great Gatsby was number five. I think a movie that a lot of people were hyped about and then were like,
eh. Yeah, it had a really good trailer and it was using like Jay-Z tracks.
Yeah,
it had a cool vibe to it. Mm-hmm. The movie was okay.
Yeah. And then going up to Django Unchained, bringing in 162, almost 163.
He was good in this movie. He should have got nominated for Best Supporting.
Yeah.
If he didn't, I don't know what the hell was going on that year.
He was uncomfortable with saying the N-word.
Of course.
And, you know, everybody is, obviously, but he was uncomfortable saying it on camera. I mean, anybody would be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're doing Tarantino script, be ready to say that, because that's what happens.
And be ready to read all of his words.
And be ready for Spike Lee to hate you.
Catch Me If You Can, coming in at number three on this list, with just really beating out Django. It has 164, almost 165. So really close there.
I need to revisit this movie. It's one I saw in theaters, and I really enjoyed it. Spielberg, mm-hmm. Hanks, Leo. Mm-hmm. It's one of those movies I feel like when I mention people.
2002. About,
yeah, when I mention like Leo and stuff, this movie comes up a lot.
It comes up people as really one of his movie. Strong performances.
I thought he should have won for this. He was great. Tom Hanks was great. And it was Spielberg's last, like, really tremendous movie.
Inception being number two.
Boom, Nolan.
With $292 million.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's coming out. That was Leo and Nolan.
And that movie was just the talk of the town.
Yep.
Oh, you just couldn't get away from it.
You're coming off The Dark Knight. So I don't give... That's not all Leo's star power. That's Leo with the hottest director in Hollywood at that time.
Absolutely.
And the trailer was phenomenal. The concept was new and fresh.
It's Christian Hollow's favorite movie, right?
It's a really good movie.
Christian Hollow's favorite movie?
Is it Inception?
I didn't know
that. It's like one of them. It's like he loved it. No, it was the best movie that year.
He did love Inception.
Yeah. And then number one is Titanic.
Titanic.
Which is also a huge record breaker, obviously. Being in 650.
I mean, it's a perfect panty dropper movie.
I mean, you watch it
with a chick, you're guaranteed to get laid.
I
do love that movie.
Listen, I love it too. There was that weird backlash for a little while, like after a few years, like, oh, it made so much money, it takes too long for the ship to go down. I disagree. I think it's a fantastic film from beginning to end.
The biggest thing is the door. Like, people have the biggest conspiracy over the floating door. And
it's
like,
the 1930s. People don't know how doors work.
No, it wasn't that. It's about the floating. You can't be messaging by that. I don't care if it's about Stallone.
It is about Stallone.
I know. I can tell.
It's one of his good. It's Frank.
When you start doing things about
Stallone,
it's Frank
Stallone.
You start grinning.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You start like grinning like a child.
I'm sorry.
All right. So those are his top five. If you have to pick one of those as your favorite of those top five, or do you have a top top Leo film?
Oh shit, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
Performance or movie? Which one are you asking?
If you have an answer, for both, I'll hear.
I'm gonna. I mean, if for performance, I'll go Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
I think his best overall movie might be Titanic.
That's not bad.
Unless I'm forgetting something, which I don't think I am.
You know, Departed is nowhere near his best movie.
Nah. I like although his good. He's, I like listen, his performance, but I love that movie.
I always watch Leo. He's fascinating on camera. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and say, I mean, Wolf of Wall Street was fantastic.
So good.
That Lamborghini scene and other things like that, he killed. He probably should have won Best Actor for that.
I agree.
Titanic, he was a little young. I mean,
I think that's the best movie he's in, but I think his best performance is Wolf of Wall Street.
You might be right.
They're two totally different movies.
I love Gilbert Grape.
He's genres in general.
I'm a character guy. I love character study. Wolf of Wall Street or What's Eating Gilbert Grape for sure.
Gilbert Grape's so good. I mean, I could not believe he wasn't. I mean, I didn't know who he was at that moment.
You know,
when I first saw that movie, I didn't know who Leo was. I really thought he was a handicapped person.
He was a special kid, yeah.
Yeah, and he was.
I mean,
I was like, unbelievable.
The only person who plays, who actually is special in life and plays straight all the time is Cuba Gooding Jr., who is actually wasn't even acting in radio.
You can't say things like that.
What? It's true.
I'm going to throw my coasters at you.
You know he's going to play OJ in the thing. That's my
name.
Which a lot of people are looking forward to. Or
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
All right. Upcoming films, because before we're going to get into upcoming films for the coming soon.
Sorry.
And then also some things to expect for 2016. So first and foremost, the three things to focus on that are coming out this weekend are 13 Hours.
I am kind of not... I'm kind of excited for this movie. I mean, it's Michael Bay. I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that. He hasn't made a good movie in a long time.
Yeah.
Pain and Gain, a lot of people were actually a little mixed. Some people really like that movie because my problem with that is the thing that Michael Bay does worse than anything is comedy.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, that's the one thing I don't think he could do. He can't pull it off. So Transformers, while there's some cool action sometimes, the comedy just brings it down. Pain and Gain, I didn't like the comedy whatsoever. There's no room for comedy in this movie. This is Benghazi. This is a serious story he's trying to tell. So I'm hoping he's able to pull... You know, he's not going to put any comedy in this. The only problem I do have is usually I like my war films to be a little more gritty and realistic. The explosions do look like Michael Bay explosions.
I think you'll see a little bit of comedy in the beginning with Krasinski.
I mean, but it's not going to be like, you know...
I mean, it's comedy in Schindler's List.
Bernie Mac at a, you know, car rental place or car salesman.
Well, of course, yes.
I'm not excited about it. But I don't know if that's because... anything to do with Michael Bay
or
13
Hours. Just a trailer?
I just think... I feel like I've seen a lot of movies on this subject matter lately. I think I'm a little movie overwhelmed, actually, at the moment.
Oh, really?
And I'm kind of like, let's see what television shows are on Netflix.
I only watch television now. I'm banning movies for 2016. I'm not going to see any of them.
You can't be on the show, then.
No.
I will ban you from this show.
No. I know how to speculate.
No, I will ban you. You have to see at least some.
What?
You need to see at least a movie.
Have you seen Batman v Superman?
No, okay. I think it looks terrible.
Oh, no.
I think people are going to have a problem with Batman v Superman.
I think it looks terrible.
All right.
If Stallone's in something, I'll watch
13
it.
13 Hours is coming
I'm
out.
Done with movies.
Ride Along 2 is coming out.
Don't let me talk about this.
Kevin Hart has, I've seen, unfortunately.
This is terrible.
Some of Kevin Hart's movies, like, I wanted to give him a chance because he was a good stand-up comedian for a while. Mm-hmm. I saw The Wedding Ringer, almost walked out.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the first Ride Along, walked out about halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
What else has he made? Like, oh, he made the Get Hard with Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm. That did not work.
Should have walked out. Mm-hmm. If I had anything else to do, I would have walked out.
He's not funny.
He doesn't translate to the screen.
I think he's funny.
White Americans like him.
Okay.
Real, true, hardcore black Americans do not
agrees that he's not
like
funny.
Him.
Yeah. Doesn't
he's
think
not
he's not
funny.
Funny
he's
line.
White funny right now. Richard Pryor would be turning over his grave. The guy's not funny. He was he was okay. On the
angry black man.
He was okay on the Justin Bieber roast.
Okay.
But that was it.
Yeah. All right.
Marissa says he plays angry black man.
This movie's
going to
make a ton of money, too.
It'll make money.
If I never see another short joke about him again, I'll be happy.
It's everybody says
North
about it.
Norman North looks horrible.
The animated.
The animation.
No way, it's Rob Schneider, isn't it?
I know, but the animation looks horrible.
How do you like that?
How do you like that? It doesn't look horrible. It's that style. There's a specific style to it. I actually don't like that style either.
I think they chose that style because they were like, we have a budget of a few million, so we can't get too detailed.
All right.
Rob Schneider's it.
What's the last thing Rob Schneider's done that's been good?
He's in Hateful, The Ridiculous Eight.
Oh, which is the worst movie, by the way. Ridiculous Eight was...
Six.
Six was horrible.
Well, Rob Schneider's he's a pastor now, too. He does Vietnamese pastor
stuff. I think we're all on the same page of none of us are excited for what's coming out this weekend.
I'm a little excited for 13 Hours.
Wait, what about Chinese Detective?
Not on the list.
The Detective Chinatown's coming
not
out this
on
week.
This
yeah,
list.
But I'm going to see it.
Okay.
I'm only seeing Chinese movies this year.
That might be a good
thing. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm winning this whole year.
You're a China expert.
I am not planning on losing anything this year.
To 2016, here's a list of some of the heavy hitters coming out this year. This isn't even all of them, but what we are going to be talking about and probably what most of our conversation is going to be based on, we have Deadpool.
Yep, February.
Rogue One. December. Suicide Squad.
August.
X-Men. Apocalypse.
Yep.
Batman vs. Superman. Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters. Captain America Civil War. Assassin's Creed. The Fifth Wave. The Legend of Tarzan. Doctor Strange. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Independence Day Resurgence. Zoolander 2. Mm-hmm. Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. The Divergent Series. Allegiant. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, some long title that I don't know. Kung Fu Panda 3, The Huntsman's Winter's War, Warcraft, The Jungle Book, and Finding Dory, just to name a few.
You said one I want to see. Clearly Zoolander 2.
I was going to say Independence Day.
No, you know what? I'll watch that too because I like the Independence Day one.
See, so I feel like I was going to ask like if you could only see five, mm-hmm. which five would you see? I think we might need to reassign it to like which five you have to see.
Hey, if you want to, I'll go with you to the movies anytime.
Okay, sounds good.
That's what we have to
but
do.
But JT, yeah. I will give it to you. Oh, man. If you can see five of this movies,
let me see the
what
list
do you
again?
See?
All right, first of all, Batman v Superman, I'm going to see it because it's the first time Batman and Superman are in a movie together. I don't know if it's going to be good. Definitely gonna see it. Definitely see Suicide Squad because
I'm not saying definitely gonna see. I think you're gonna see almost every movie on that list.
I can only see five.
I can only give you five.
I'm gonna see, five. I can only do five. I'm gonna go Suicide Squad. I gotta see Jared Leto.
Okay.
And I really love that teaser trailer they had.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta see Batman v Superman because again, I'm a huge Batman fan, I'm a huge Superman fan. I cannot.
Don't like in your gut though. No. You feel like something's gonna be
yes,
wrong in
I
it.
Yes, I do.
Like,
but I need to see
scared.
It. I need to see
okay.
it.
Okay.
I gotta see what's wrong okay. with it. Then I mean, so far I'm going to all comic movies, but I'm sorry, I'm a huge Captain America fan. There's uh-huh. no way I'm not seeing. That's probably the one I'm more excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America: Civil War. Oh, Jesus, again, tough now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got two more.
If you take Assassins off, if you take Assassins off Creed, then you got Creed, and then you can see that again.
That's good. I'm going to go
two more.
I got to go Independence Day Resurgence. I really dug that teaser trailer and
Zoolander.
That's what blockbusters are all for. I'm not a huge fan of Zoolander 1, to be honest with you guys.
Okay.
Ooh.
So I gotta take that one off. I guess the last one I'm gonna go with is X-Men Apocalypse, because I'm a huge fan of Bryan Singer's
X-Men.
So pretty
much comic book
seriously,
movies.
Seriously, like, yeah, but
so that's
oh,
all
man,
you're gonna
I
see.
Rogue
you
One,
didn't,
though.
Yeah, I was like, you just cut off.
Crunch.
Yeah.
All right, take off.
X-Men? Yeah, what you gonna do?
Oh, man.
What you gonna
that's
do?
A tough that's
one.
Tough.
I know.
Doctor Strange, maybe.
Yeah, and Doctor Strange, good cast involved.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I would. I'll miss Rogue One.
I'm gonna tell Ken.
Sorry,
Ken will kill
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
Ken's
I mean,
gonna defriend you.
Ken will kill
and
you.
And the thing is, Rogue One will more than likely be better than Batman v Superman. But I gotta see that. And Rogue One's from the same director to Godzilla, which I was not a huge fan of.
But what's her name's in it? Felicity.
I know she's
oh,
great,
I
but
love her.
The director.
Why is the movie
about.
Called Bastards not on there? It's opening in November.
Because I have no idea what you're talking
I
about.
I can tell you what
I wrote on that movie.
Can I tell you what's going to be
it's
the biggest?
November.
Can I say
it's
what's
Jason Sudeikis and Owen Wilson. It's going to be a hit.
I am going to say, I can tell you right now what the you biggest
can write
bomb.
It on your list.
I know what the biggest bomb that's going to lose the most money.
All right.
It's going to be that Warcraft film.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
It looks horrible.
If I had a gun in my head, what I have to see here? I might watch Ghostbusters. I like Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
Obviously,
I like
Zoolander
how you say
2.
Might to a movie that's going to make money.
Zoolander 2.
Zoolander 2.
Okay.
Yeah. I see
two comedies this. You haven't even touched.
Is there anything
the
to bring? Is there anything to bring a chick to not, here? Independence Day.
Okay.
I'll see that. I like Ryan Reynolds. I'll see Deadpool.
Okay.
What's the fifth wave? What's that?
That's the one with
it's like
Chloe
Moretz.
What
or
about
like
this Woody Harrelson movie, like 999 or 666?
Oh, 999.
999, that's what I want to see.
Oh,
999.
You're dusting my list.
999 Bastards. I'm an independent guy.
Zoolander 2.
Yeah, Zoolander 2.
You're
I
saying
don't
independent, yeah, you're just listing like comedies.
Ghostbusters Independence Day.
Yeah, there you go.
Not bad. How about you, Sarah?
Me, I had a really hard time with this. Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get really, it's really difficult. I get pulled apart because I feel like I have to pick either Doctor Strange or... I'm going to do Captain America Civil War.
Got it.
I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, so I just will see Fantastic Beasts. Don't
that's
me.
Okay.
I
are
like
you, are
Harry
you telling
Potter.
Me that Sean Penn has no movies coming out in 2016? He's too busy. What am I
I've
talking
actually
about?
Come on,
man.
Yeah, he
yeah.
might be
clowns.
In jail.
Yeah, he's too busy.
He might be in jail, so...
Yeah. Or dead.
And then the fifth
he
one...
He goes out like that, I'm cool with it. Sure he is, too.
Gosh.
Guy's putting his life in his hands. He's going to meet with El Chapo. He could be dead. He'll get the interview and die.
The kind of balls you have to go meet the most dangerous man in the world.
Yeah.
And not even sweat it.
He's probably like...
I really want to see Assassin's Creed.
Really? Wow. See,
Fassbender.
I love that Fassbender's in it.
I really like Fassbender.
When's the last good video game movie? There hasn't been
But one. Fassbender's in it, so I trust it a little bit more.
Full Frontal Nudity, I heard on that one, too. So you guys will be in on that.
That was actually my real motivation.
You and Roxy, first ones on the line.
All right, so we do have some predictions to start out this year.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get into this.
And so, do we get the number out? So
yeah,
we're going to take calls in a couple minutes. JT tweeted out the number.
424-253-0504.
Yep.
Wonderful. Thank you. So to compete with 13 Hours Ride Along to Norm of the North, we have our current five for member, which is Star Wars, The Revenant, Daddy's Home, The Force, and Sisters. JT, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I'll start off. I am going to go ahead, and this is why I hate life.
What about your Uber driver buddy who drove you there?
Yeah, real quick. I had an Uber this morning, and Jameson was my driver. Said he was a fan of the show. You know, we're driving. Yep. He goes, "Hey, you doing BLB today?" I was like, "Wait, what?"
We're back.
He's like, we're coming back today. So
did he hit you with it first, or like he waited?
No, he
a
waited
bit.
A few seconds.
Oh, good.
He doesn't want to throw it out there. But Jameson, if you're watching, thanks, buddy.
Great. There you go.
Thank you for getting him here safe.
Yeah, yes. I got noticed in like a Starbucks in Manhattan by some guy. He was he's the guy at the thing. He's like, "Hey, man, this one's on me." I'm like, "Oh, thanks. What are you like paying it forward or something?" He's like, "No. I like the show." I'm like, "Oh, thanks. I appreciate that."
I still had to pay for my Uber.
I was with like four chicks too. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
All right. How are these competing?
This sucks. I think according from what I'm hearing, I think Ride Along will probably be number one. Because Kevin Hart and it's a sequel.
I just can't let that happen. I just won't say it.
I'm not saying it either.
Well, I want to win.
You're probably going to win, but I just can't say it.
I'm going to say Ride Along, number one. I'm going to say The Revenant, number two. Star Wars, number three.
What?
13 Hours, number four.
Okay.
And number five will go
Detective
Daddy's
China.
Daddy's Home. Here's my thought process. I think Ride Along will be number one. It'll be close to 38 million, kind of like what Revenant did this week. Mm-hmm. I think Leo might win a statue tonight and might pump up Revenant a little bit.
That could happen.
Because it's a 3 million difference. I just feel like Revenant is going to it's gonna do well.
It's going to resonate.
Yeah, it's going to resonate.
The Revenant's going to resonate.
And then I think after that, that's why I went 13 Hours, because I think that's, you know, it's counter-programming to
stuff. They're trying to get the American Sniper crowd with this, Benghazi stuff.
Yeah, so three Star Wars, four... 13 Hours, five. I'll just do, like I said, Daddy's Home, because it's a comedy.
Yeah.
I'm not confident about it, and I hate putting Ride Along number one,
All right.
America's probably going to do it.
I'll take a whirl on this.
Let's go.
Please do.
I refuse on everything in my life to put Ride Along number one. I think this is a shit show.
This happened
show.
To me with the freaking mall cop.
These guys are, it's like, "I'll shoot you in the face." That's not funny. The trailer's not funny.
Oh, looks
nobody
horrible.
Laughed the whole time.
I totally agree.
Anybody who sees this, God, just give me a break with this stuff already. Anyway, that being said, Star Wars number one.
Wow, really?
Okay. I think it does like 32. Listen, these guys want to push this over $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Ken Knapsack is leading the charge.
He's out there with
okay,
lightsaber.
He wants to make me look good. Okay, that's number one. Two, Ride Along two. What a joke. This movie sucks. Everybody involved is the worst. Anyway, that being said, three, Revenant. Four, the Benghazi movie. Krasinski. Ugh.
There's no stars in it.
He's no Bradley Cooper. Number five, Daddy's Home, which apparently is a good movie.
I saw it. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, it works great. I mean, you get those two together, it's a wrap.
It is pretty good. All right, sir, you're up.
I also cannot put Ride Along number one.
It's the worst.
I personally am hoping that it flops.
Please nobody see that. Flop. Please.
I'm just like...
I hope I'm wrong. Trust me.
What a joke. Nobody wants to see a Ride Along 3.
So Star Wars... I'm also probably wrong on my predictions right now, but I don't care.
Okay.
Like, I will not.
No, I'm against it. I think it's the worst. It sucks.
Star Wars?
It's bullshit programming.
Star Wars number one.
I'm just going to put The Revenant second.
Okay, wow. Awesome.
And then Ride Along. And then 13. And then I'm trying to decide if Ride Along is going to take away from Daddy's Home enough. But I've also heard that Forrest is horrible.
Yeah. It's terrible.
So
it's a horror film. Horror films drop off big after the first
Yeah.
One.
So we are going to do Daddy's Home.
Okay.
So that is the list.
There's a couple of titles on the top 10 here that could be mistaken for porn too.
The Big Short.
Yeah, The Big Short.
The Road Trip.
Daddy's Home.
Joy.
The Force Awakens.
Concussion.
Concussion. The Hateful Eight.
The Hateful Eight.
Point Break.
Joy. I almost think you can do this anytime.
Daddy's Home.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Daddy's Home.
Be like, oh, Daddy's Home's the best.
Daddy Home's the Hateful Eight.
Hey, sweetie. Double Daddy's finger. Home.
All right, let's get into concussion tonight. Some callers. I'll
give you one of those, too.
Give me one.
You want to see The Revenant?
Do we have a caller on the line?
See The Big Short?
Sorry. Someone's trying to say hello.
Hey, we got a caller.
See the Detective Chinatown?
Stop.
Sorry. Hey, caller, hello? Who we got?
Hey, it's Rob from New York.
Hey,
yes.
Rob from New York. What's up, buddy?
What's up, dude?
Nothing much. Just a quick question, because I saw this the other day, and I don't understand how it's possible. Harrison Ford passed Samuel L. Jackson as the highest grossing
top-billing actor?
I don't know how.
Well,
every Marvel movie that he's in that makes so much money.
He's also the top-billed person on Star Wars The Force Awakens. So he got the highest pay cut. And on top of that, I believe he got a certain percentage of...
Wait, are we talking about box office here as a whole?
No, we're talking about box office.
Oh, yeah, box office here. They're not talking about money. Yes, but look.
But he got top bills, which goes into how much
money. I mean, yes, Samuel L. Jackson is in every single movie there is in the world.
Yeah. But he's
in the Avengers, too.
Harrison Ford picks and chooses. I mean, look, he's in, half the Star Warses. Then he also has the Jack Ryan clear presentation. A Fugitive made a ton of cash.
But doesn't it also come down to where you are in the billings?
I don't know.
No. It's if you're whatever the movie grosses at the box office. I mean, Harrison Ford is huge. But yes, Sam is in everything, the Avengers and all these other things. But, you know, now you got Star Wars and all these things. The New Hope is like $1.5 billion. So that probably crushes half a Samuel Jackson's thing.
Harrison Ford is named the highest grossing actor in Hollywood history, thanks to The Force Awakens.
Yes.
And that does come into play about how much he got billed off of The Force Awakens, which was he got a percentage, not only just a pay cut. So he got a percentage
She might be right. She might be right, Ralph. I'm not sure.
Like, his agreement...
I just thought it was crazy, because he's also in, prequels, which were awful, but, like, the first prequel, I think, was the
first
one
two.
To make a billion.
First three, that's right.
That is true,
also,
you're right.
Ford does
that's
have...
right. And then you count the Avengers 1 and 2, and then, Captain America Civil War.
But it's where you're billed and how much you're making off money.
Jackson
and
wasn't the head of those
Force
movies.
Awakens, his, I think, initial paycheck was something like $40 million, and then on top of that, he gets a percentage of however much that movie makes.
Let's not forget Indiana
Jones,
too.
And you look at how, Daisy Ridley, and she only made six figures off Force Awakens, and then she was supposed to get a percentage if it made over, I believe, $1 billion or something.
Now those guys,
so there's all these deals.
You're right,
in.
Which could be possible. And now Harrison Ford just topped everybody right now.
Yeah,
he's number one.
Force
Harrison Ford,
Named
the highest grossing actor in Hollywood.
If they did this on influence,
mm-hmm.
then Stallone would be number one.
Yeah, Sean Penn number two. That's true. It's true.
Sean Penn number two.
Yeah, of course.
Ric Flair number three. just for shits and giggles.
Never even been in a movie, but number
he's
three.
He's the nature
solid.
Boy. And Brett Musburger number four.
Oh, you guys are the best. Thank you for taking my call. Tom, read the junk. I send it to you, and I'll talk to you later.
I will, dude. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Good stuff.
Great call. Let's get another one. Ralph from New York. He sounded great.
Yeah, sounds like he's from New York.
Maybe he owns a deli. Maybe he doesn't.
Hey, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Saul Farmer.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year, boss. Yes.
New Year's not going to start right unless you called in.
Yes, this is the best.
Over the holidays. I saw Star Wars
The
Force Awakens three times.
Nice. I saw it three times,
too.
Three
times also.
Voila.
I saw other movies after that. I saw Concussion,
mm-hmm.
and I saw The Hateful Eight.
Really? I didn't see Concussion, actually.
I saw Hateful Eight. I haven't seen Concussion yet.
I saw Concussion, yes. It was good. It was very good. Yes, Concussion was very good.
The problem with the movie was, it's been a long time, though. It should have put it out this year.
Gotcha. Hey, what's up with your new Twitter, boss? Did you change your name or something? Or, what's the deal? Because you were Boss Turner, and now you're Lena Robinson.
My other Twitter is
back,
so I created a different one.
Okay, I got you. That's cool.
Cool, man.
That works. Mark Ellis did that, too.
The movie this year I want to go see you guys are talking about, it's Deadpool. I gotta see that movie. That movie is so good.
Which one?
Thrills are good.
Which one? I'm sorry to hear you.
Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool. Yeah. Deadpool is going to be great.
It's coming, which is, you know, it's cool to see an R-rated comic movie. Yeah. We haven't really had that since Blade.
What you got? What you got, boss? You got the top five? You got the top five, boss?
Yeah, I got a top five for this meeting, and I got a question to ask. Too.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Let's knock it out.
Number one's going to be right along, too.
Mm-hmm.
$45 million. $45 million.
The boss is a beast right now. He knows.
He's probably right.
I saw the first Ride Along theater. It was actually kind of good. I owned it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the sequel's going to do better than that.
Okay.
Number two's going to be Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's crushing everything. I love that movie. I give it episode 8 next year. Number 3, The Revenant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number four, Daddy's Home, and number five,
The 13 Hours?
Number five. Yeah, 13 Hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's,
nice,
that's
I like
a
that.
Pretty solid list.
We got that down. What's the question, bro?
The question is, for this year, which movie you think this year is going to be the highest grossing movie for 2016?
Ooh, highest grossing.
That's a great question, boss. Thanks for the call, bro.
You kind of have to say Rogue One at this point.
I don't think Rogue One will come near what Star Wars Force Awakens did.
But it's going to be close.
I don't think so.
Listen.
I'm not going to see Rogue One, because I'm going to wait for some 8 to come out next year, so I'm skipping Rogue One.
You're skipping Rogue One, wow.
That's a big claim, boss.
Here's the deal.
I'm going to go Batman and Superman.
When they show a trailer for Rogue One, if there's one shot of Vader in that trailer, which there could be.
That's a wrap.
Boom, yeah, wrap.
That's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Vader back in the screen?
I think Spork is, whatever his name is Vader. Spork or Spork, whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy.
Snook?
Snook, yeah.
Snook? Whatever.
I think Snook is Vader.
All right, well, thanks, boss. Keep calling in, buddy.
Thanks,
hit us
boss.
Up on Twitter.
You're the best.
All right, so let's take another call.
One more call, and then we have to go.
We'll call the day.
Also, just because I've been looking up, Harrison Ford, like, the numbers of what they're saying he's making is so wide. Like, some people are claiming 10, some people are claiming 20, some people are claiming 30. So it seems a little confusing.
I'll tell you what. That was a great question by Ralph.
Yeah.
Fantastic question. I don't know where Boss Turner calls from, but it's a great place.
All right, who we got on the line? No, I think we lost them.
Yeah.
We're donezo.
All right. All right.
They're there, but they're not talking. It's all good.
So,
hey, you know what? We caught up on some numbers.
Yeah.
Star Wars is dominating the world.
This has been a monumental day.
Sean Penn is going to get off scot-free.
Of course.
If anything, he's giving advice on how to find more criminals.
Yeah.
And
most
Stallone has won Best Supporting Actor.
This is just a monumental day.
I'm just glad we captured us. Caught our reaction live.
We're just happy to really be back. I mean, we're gonna have a monster year here.
Yeah,
no holds barred.
That's not how the phrase goes.
We're gonna have. we're gonna just. It's no holds barred.
No holds bar.
No, it's barred.
Is it barred?
Yeah, no holes barred.
No holes barred.
No holes barred.
It's a Hulk Hogan movie.
We got one more call, I think. Somebody's calling it. Look, here's the deal. I think we're gonna transcend this show this year. We're gonna have tons of guests. We're gonna bring on hot models and stuff like that. Possibly even porn stars to talk about a movie. We're gonna take it to the next level. Maybe male porn stars for Sarah.
This is the first we're hearing about it.
Yeah, because I got a whole new agenda for the new year.
All right, guys.
Congratulations, all right. Sly. Congratulations, Frank.
Sean Penn.
What's his mom's name?
Jackie.
Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah,
Burgess Meredith in the grave.
I'm just going straight to my house to watch the speech and check out my Twitter because I got blown the hell up.
Yeah.
You can catch me on Twitter at SchmoesJTE.
Yeah, at BobFinstock.
And have you been using your Twitter lately?
Yeah, she was a little bit. I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything from the Adirondacks or whatever.
My phone places. I just don't. Okay. Anyway, we ended the theme song, which means we're done. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you all soon.
Poofomatics.
Preed.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.